From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. At the Summer Olympics in London, results are in from one of the most anticipated matchups of the Games, the men's 200-meter individual medley. As NPR's Tom Goldman tells us, American swimmer Michael Phelps struck gold again.
It was his first individual gold medal of the London Olympics, and he beat his teammate and rival, Ryan Lochte. This was the second of their two head-to-head matchups, and Lochte got one. He got the first one, and Phelps got the second.
NPR's Tom Goldman in London. Phelps now has broken his own record with 20 Olympic medals. The international envoy for Syria says he's resigning at the end of his term. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Kofi Annan is blaming his failed mission on UN Security Council members for failing to unite to stop the violence.
The former UN Secretary General told reporters in Geneva that he's giving up at the end of the month on what many had called Mission Impossible.
At a time when we need, when the Syrian people desperately need action, there continues to be finger-pointing and name-calling in the Security Council.
Annan's reputation took a beating as he tried unsuccessfully to get Syria's government and opposition fighters to cease fire and talk. U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice says he should be commended for, as she put it, taking on such a thankless and difficult task at great personal cost. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The number of people filing for unemployment benefits rose last week, though less than expected. But the four-week moving average of applications went down. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports analysts are monitoring the weekly numbers in context.
July is the typical time when the automakers shut down their plants. They use this time to clean up, fix, and change out old machines and get ready for the end-of-the-year rush. This year, the Japanese car companies that build in the U.S. are working overtime to make up for losses after last year's earthquake and tsunami. Economist Nigel Galt says these changes make it hard to get a real sense of what's going on job-wise.
We'll have a much better picture tomorrow for the month of July. And in the next couple of weeks, all of the seasonal distortions that can move the claims numbers around, those distortions are going to disappear from the numbers.
The Labor Department reports on the all-important monthly unemployment number tomorrow. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
The European Central Bank said today it may take steps directly in the open market to drive down high borrowing rates in the Eurozone's struggling nations, but it's offering no specifics and making no promises. The lack of concrete action drove stocks down today. Just before the close, the Dow was off 92 points, the NASDAQ was off 10, the S&P was off 10 at 1365. This is NPR. Retailers say they made solid gains last month. Some, including Costco, say sales were better than expected. They say hot weather and clearance prices helped. A government survey finds the U.S. is likely to rely less on oil imports in coming years. NPR's Jeff Brady reports that's because there's more proved reserves of oil and natural gas in the U.S. than previously estimated.
Controversial technologies like hydraulic fracturing or fracking are making it easier to extract more oil and natural gas in the U.S. Increasing supply and declining demand means the U.S. is importing less oil. Last year, imports totaled about 45%. Adam Zeminski with the Energy Information Administration says some models show that number could decline dramatically by 2035.
It could get down to as low as 14 or 15%. We would still be importing oil in the U.S., but a lot of that would be coming from Canada.
Most of the domestic reserve increases are in Texas, Louisiana, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, and the Gulf of Mexico. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
U.S. officials say there was no near mid-air collision of three U.S. Airways commuter jets near Washington's Reagan National Airport Tuesday. They're calling it a loss of separation and blame it on miscommunication. The Flight Safety Foundation's Kevin Hyatt says the pilots of two departing planes didn't know about one that was approaching.
They had no idea, based on what they had been given at that particular time, that another aircraft was inbound coming their direction. That's air traffic control. And could have very well been even on a different frequency at that particular time.
The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating the incident. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.